USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Chaos continues to spread across the country as thousands of protesters descended on city streets demanding justice in the wake of George Floyd's killing in Minneapolis earlier in the week. Demonstrators ignored curfews and vows of a forceful police response to take the Minneapolis streets for a fourth straight night. Banks, gas stations, and even post offices, as well as police stations, were destroyed. In New York, demonstrators blocked the Brooklyn Bridge, while Atlanta, Portland, and Los Angeles also saw violence. The White House was briefly locked down as demonstrators hurled stones at police and security guards. And a 19-year-old man was killed in Detroit after shots were fired into a crowd of people. Governor Tim Walz called the situation on the ground incredibly dangerous and incredibly dynamic. A tense scene grew fiery as hundreds of people stormed the CNN building hours after reporter Omar Jimenez was arrested while on live TV in Minneapolis. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.